T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right.
He'll get better as we move forward, and he got reps, obviously, in the walkthrough, and he'll get reps this afternoon naturally there. So, you know, he's got experience with Calvin already, just from Carolina, and experience with the system to some extent as well. So that'll continue to build as we move forward.
Sean McDermott, some of his comments yesterday and announcing that Derek Anderson will start for the Bills on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. We'll have the game, of course, on WGR. It's a 1 o'clock game. We are joined on our AT&T hotline by Bills fullback Patrick DeMarco. Patrick, it is Howard and Brayton. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So give me let's start with the big news of the day yesterday. What are your thoughts about Derek Anderson getting a shot to start on Sunday?
Oh, you know, DA's just, you know, from the day he got here, he's just a true professional and, you know, came a little late to the party, but he's been in his playbook and he's been in the meeting rooms and he's done his due diligence and, shoot, he had a good day of practice yesterday, so I think he's ready to go.
What, you mentioned a few things right there, Patrick. In the short time you've been around Derek at this point, what are you seeing from him so far?
I mean, he's on his stuff. He understands. I mean, he's been the league, what, 13, 14 years? So, I mean, this league is so much of a copycat league. A lot of teams do the same stuff, different names. So it's going to be more for him about learning the wording of the offense than the concepts and stuff like that. That and big thing for him is just going to be creating the timing with us as an offense, the receivers, the backs, the line, tight ends, everything like that. So, I mean, he's well on his way. He had a good day yesterday, like I said, and I'm excited to see what he does.
Yeah, I was just talking about the timing. I wanted to ask you about that. But the cramming part, like the terminology and the studying part, no offense to running backs or receivers or any other offensive position, but it would feel like quarterback has the toughest job. How difficult is that to try and cram in whatever he's got to get in a short time frame?
Shoot, I've had to cram as a fullback one position, and he's a quarterback, and he has to cram for all 11. So, you know, he's the guy to do it, though. That's the good thing. He has such a great mentality and such a positive perspective on everything that he's going to get the job done, and I know that.
What can you guys, the rest of the guys on offense, maybe specifically the skill players, what can you do to help Derek Anderson come along? I know he's a vet and he's a little bit familiar with Daboll, but is it extra reps? Is it extra work? What are you guys doing this week to try and help him out?
Yeah, you know, we're staying late, both meetings and practice, just to get some extra reps, show him kind of stuff that we feel, and then he's showing us stuff that he feels and what he sees in games and how he wants to really attack this the Colts coming up. So just extra time. You know, we're also, you know, really digging the playbook ourselves in this week in this game plan to alleviate him, to make him not think about formations, about snap counts and stuff like that. So we're really on our stuff to make it easier for him. And as a sense, it's easier on the quarterback, it's easier on the offense as a whole.
You know, you were in Atlanta, and there was some pretty explosive offenses while you were there. How frustrating is it? I was just looking at the, you know, the passing numbers are at the bottom of the league, the scoring, all the stuff. How frustrating or difficult is it to be a part of an offense right now that is struggling as much as the offense is with the Bills?
You know, it's part of the process, and, you know, I'm sure you've heard that answer 100 times before, but, you know, in my opinion, we're close. Our timing was off just a little bit the last few weeks, but the run game's really starting to arrive, and that's, you know, that's the key thing on an offense, being able to run the ball and then being able to pass the ball off of it. So I think we're close. I mean, the plays are there. We missed a few last week, missed a few holes in the run game, missed a few kind of three-level routes where we could have had some big plays coming up. But we're close, and it's going to get there, and it takes time. And, you know, this is first year in this offensive system. So we'll get there soon.
You mentioned the running game, Patrick. You know, the numbers aren't where they need to be, as you just said, 3.6 yards per carry. But you said you thought you're getting close. The running game is almost there. What signs are you seeing that would make you believe, hey, you know, it's about to get better?
You know, the run game is all about the opportunities. And you know, the first 3 or 4 weeks, we didn't have many chances to run the ball because we were down pretty big pretty early. So it's all about opportunities. You look at a run game, and it's every run's not four yards. Every run's not 6 yards. Every run's not 5 yards. There's ones, there's twos, there's a few 15s sprinkled in, and that's where you get these big averages. So we just need to continue to get our opportunities. We got four pretty really, really talented backs, and Shady, Chris Ivory, Murph, and Taiwan. So, I mean, we need to get those guys the ball in our hands a few more times, and they're going to make big plays.
You did mention timing, and I'm curious about this. A lot of people, when a new quarterback comes in this situation, you would think, well, how quickly can he learn the playbook? And I did want to flip it around. What's it like? How do you counter the whole, you haven't had a lot of time to work with him? You know, maybe he knows Calvin Benjamin a little bit from Carolina, but the rest of you guys are new to him and he's new to you. How do you work through not having time to get timing down and that, you know, the nonverbal communication and things that come with repeated reps?
Yeah, I mean, you start to build the quickest relationship that you can so he has confidence in you. And I see that in guys like Zay and Charles. And, you know, he has his prior relationship with KB and even Shady and stuff like that. Like, just the way that they interact, you can tell that that can get there really quick. And like I said, we're putting in extra time, both on the practice field, meeting rooms, and we're doing a few extra walkthroughs and stuff just to, you know, help him build confidence in us so that we can go out there and play fast and make plays.
Patrick DeMarco with us here on the AT&T Hotline. The defense is playing lights out these last four games or so. Do you guys, I know LeSean McCoy was asked this yesterday. I'm curious how you feel about it too. Do the guys on offense, I know it's a team game, and some weeks the offense has to pick up the defense has to pick up the offense, special teams, whatever. But do the guys on offense feel like at any point frustrated or maybe that you're letting down the defense because they are playing lights out these days?
Yeah, you know, when you see them flying around making plays, it wants you to do the same thing too. So, you know, we've missed some opportunities and that's there, but at the end of the job, you really just got to focus on doing your job and doing it at a high level. And that's really where our main focus is right now, is go out there and put points on the board. You know, Coach McDermott challenged our defense to stop this offense that's in Indy that's been pretty good and hold them to a certain level of points so that we can have our output and lead to a W.
Listen, before I let you go, I understand you and some of the other guys are out in the community on Tuesday doing some service work with the social justice movement. What were you guys doing on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, we got out, and one of the big things that we talked about as a team here with our social outreach is empowering our youth. And I think that's huge, being a father myself of two, is just to, you know, really encourage these young kids and build them up and just love on them. And that's really what we did. We went out, and I think there was 4 different events, and we had 20 or 30 guys out in the community, and we literally just hung out with the kids. I made slime balls. I shot hoops. I played Connect 4. I played Jenga and just interacted and played. And, man, these kids lit up when we were there. And, you know, not only is that big for them, but it's also big for us. It's a day. Tuesday's a day for us to decompress. It's our only off day of the week. So it's good to get away from ball and just enjoy life and enjoy young kids and their demeanor and how they go about themselves.
How did that come about? Did a handful of guys, you know, like, did guys want to do stuff on their own and just realize, hey, why don't we all get together and come up with some group ideas?
You know, we have a social justice committee here led by our CR staff and Lorenzo Alexander. I'm on the staff as well. So we met 2 or 3 times and really put together a plan of action on how we wanted to address these issues and how we wanted to empower our youth. And one of the big things was, hey, let's do a social outreach day where we get as many guys as we can. And, you know, I wish we had more. I wish we had all 53, but we had close to 30 to go out and go out in the community and do work. And, you know, the 30 that went out, I mean, it was really empowering stuff, and the kids had a blast, and we had a blast, and, you know, it's it's one of the most important days for us, not on the field but off the field.
So what's your strength? Hoops, Jenga, Connect Four? What was right up your alley?
Well, I took down some 12-year-olds in Connect Four, which I was pretty proud about.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then we did a few three-point contests, and I held my own. I made 4 of 5 on 2 racks. And the left wing, I'm not really good at, so I think I only made 1 there. But it was a blast. I mean, I had so much fun.
Did you trash talk the 12-year-olds too?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I mean, it's part.
Right.
You absolutely have to rub it in, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey.
And they were like, and they looked at me all big-eyed when I started talking trash, and I'm like, I'm just kidding. Not really.
No, you got to toughen these kids up. Tell them, you know, we're trying to make them mentally tough. That's all. It's all part of the plan.
Oh. For sure, yeah.
Well, listen, appreciate you coming on with us this morning, Patrick, and good luck. Hopefully things go well for you Sunday in Indianapolis.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That is Patrick DeMarco, Bills fullback, joining us here on the AT&T Hotline as they get ready for the Colts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.